This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. A lot of colleges, I'm sure, have a similar problem that Knox College is addressing in terms of getting students and alumni jobs once they leave the college. So there's a new way, at least for Knox, that they're trying that. And we're going to talk about that today with Scott Crawford, the Executive Director for Career Services at Knox, and Kendra Hine, the Assistant Director. Thanks to both of you for coming in tonight. Yeah,
thanks for having us.
In a general sense, explain, and I'll start with you, Scott, explain what your office does in a general sense.
So we're basically the office that helps students figure out what they want to do. Some of them know that, some don't. And we help give them the tools and experiences to get there, to basically, you know, be able to do what they want to do.
Right.
Students change their mind a lot during that process. It's a liberal arts college, so we have a lot of students that have a wide variety of interests and thoughts about that. So our job is really to help them get those experiences, make connections.
I guess I kind of think when I went to college that I had a clear idea all the way around of what I was going to do and perhaps maybe only needed help to get there. Is it like that for a lot of students, or is it different than that?
There's some, mm-hmm. certainly, yeah. And I've worked at a lot of different schools, and we always have students that have a very clear idea of what they want to do. A lot of them tend to change their minds. Mm-hmm. And so we want to make it safe to do that and provide them options that don't, where they're not losing time if they do that, right? And so they can, you know, college is expensive, right? Mm-hmm. You don't want to stay in there longer than you have to. So we want to help them through that process from the career standpoint.
What sort of struggles do they generally have in terms of finding a job, either of you, when they come to your office? Kendra?
I would say it's more of just, where do I go to locate jobs? You know, I mean, yes, you do have your Indeed, you have your Monster, you know, your general giant databases that house employers, but they're not specific to, say, your career interest or your industry that you're wanting to go into. So the new platform that we have called Handshake actually connects us with, right now I think there's 450,000 employers in on that database, and they actually select Knox as a university college they want to connect with.
Okay.
So from that point, students can narrow down whether they want full-time, part-time, internships, anything that sort, whatever else, in the specific industry, in specific location. Even if they're still in school and they're not going to graduate for another 2 years, they can still look for, you know, just what industry, you know, what jobs they have out in these certain industries. And
so that's a little different than your Indeed or your Monster.com or your ZipRecruiter or something like that, isn't it?
It's geared towards students, and it is. You can still use it as an alumni with Knox College, but the best part is, yeah, it's geared towards students. So there are 800 plus colleges and universities that also use Handshake, and we've had it live for about 5 weeks now, and we're connected with 500 plus. Jobs and internships.
That's
for the
fantastic.
Students. Yeah, mm-hmm. And we have about the same for employers so far. Mm-hmm. And the best part is that we vet these. So they have a certain trust score that they have to reach, which is 85% and above. And from that point on, if they don't meet that, then we personally approve each one just to make sure they're a legit company. You know, they're not asking for money or donations to be part of it, you know, et cetera.
Not currently, but once upon a time, I had hiring authority here at the radio station, and I remember every time I had a job opening, I didn't struggle necessarily to fill it, but to me, the biggest struggle was having to go to all these different sites and these different contacts to even post a job. Is this any easier from the employer side of the operation?
It is. The system allows you to target market to students. And it allows employers and students to connect directly with each other.
Mm-hmm.
So there is an option. Students can open their profile where employers, you know, can have access to that.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's kind of a social aspect to the system. So a lot of students, you know, they say, I'm looking for creative writing or whatever it may be. An employer can go in there and they can target those students, connect directly with them, and recruit them that way.
Yeah.
So it's very easy from that standpoint. And it's free.
That's fantastic.
Yeah,
I was going to say, I refuse to pay
to look for
a job.
No, that's the best part is it's free to Knox students. You know, it was just a cost to our, you know, department, whatever. And then outside of that, it's free to students and alumni from Knox, but also to the employers, you know, any sort of employer. Like we said, it doesn't have to be a full-time job. It could be a part-time job, temporary, seasonal, You can be an internship, you know, anything. We're trying to connect more of the local Galesburg community to let them know that there are still opportunities to work with our students and our students to work with them, you know, for them to gain valuable work experience or even just experiential learning in some way. But also so it benefits the local community, you know, for these kids where they eat, they shop, they play, they, you know, whatever they do here in Galesburg. Well, positive things.
And they'd like to work here. Yeah. A lot of them as well. So that's, this really opens up that opportunity for employers to connect through us to our students.
Mm-hmm. And I want to ask a little bit more about that and how you're getting local employers in just a minute. But is there anyone, I'm curious if there's any one particular field or particular area that students are looking at this early in the game, at least as you've rolled this out, or is it run the gamut really?
We're both new at Knox, but it is very much, it runs the gamut, most definitely. And I've been in career services for 26 years at a variety of schools, and I can tell you that every day I will see somebody that comes in, I shouldn't say every day, but very often I see somebody, you know, that comes in that I've never heard of this before. Mm-hmm. I have students that want to do all sorts of things. So it's very interesting, and then each student is an individual, and they have their own little niches that they want to do. I want to do IT, but I want to do that in an environmental organization, let's say. Mm-hmm. So always a fun experience for us.
Yeah, it's never ending.
Say, gosh, I guess I remember a day when I would have been happy if I'd have gotten any job.
I know.
Not be so specialized about that.
Yes.
Not to completely get off track here, but what the heck has changed that students are getting into more specialized areas within fields they want to work in? How does that work?
I think they, you know, they have their own individual epiphanies.
Yeah.
Some of them may have family members or others that, you know, work in a particular field. Mm-hmm. They may see something on TV. I can tell you that since CSI started, there's been all sorts of students that have decided that they want to do that.
But I think also a lot of it has to do with industries and whatnot are, you know, interdisciplinary in a way. They're, mm-hmm. you know, working together more and not just saying you have to, if you're an engineer, you have to be a, you know, the specific software engineer. If you're an artist, you have to work specifically as a painter or whatever your medium is. And, you know, there are ways to combine so many different types of industries anymore. And, it, you know, I think technology has a huge thing to do with that, is that the technology is such a big part of it that you can intermix so many, you know,
And we have so many students who are double majors.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And they make up their own majors.
Yeah, so they make up their own major, and it can be a combo of different kinds of things. Yeah.
I was going to say, so the more that a student is likely to kind of be incredibly specific in their mm-hmm. in the field that they're studying and want to major in, so comes possibly a job that they can that mm-hmm. they can do with that.
Yes. Potentially, but also our job is also to help them explore opportunities that they may not have considered.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So sometimes they've narrowed themselves into a little corner, mm-hmm. and they may ultimately decide that they don't want to be in that corner. So one thing we're talking about is offering students much more a wider range of experiential opportunities, including here in Galesburg, so that they can start having some of those experiences and saying, I thought I wanted to be a trial attorney. I hung out with one for a week, and I did a project, and that was horrible. And so now I don't want to do that anymore. We want to make sure that they make those decisions as much as they can before they really enter the job market.
Yeah. And one way we're doing it is creating a new program called Knoxplorations.
Okay.
So we actually we're trying to set up, especially in the Galesburg community, local kind of shadowing opportunities for students to shadow somebody for a day, for 3 days, for anything, you know, a short-term period, like Scott said, just to get an idea of what it's actually like to do that specific, you know, job or, you know, career field.
And I think of it as shadowing with a project.
I've got about a minute left here. Okay. So let me ask, you're kind of going door to door, aren't you, here locally trying to get employers involved?
Yes. So myself and I had our colleagues walking around, Lindsay Steele and Porva Anand, our post-bac, walking around last week, and I actually am going out today. Just to, you know, to actually meet people in person, but also to let them know about Handshake, to how they can connect with that. We also have a lot of student contests and prizes, you know, things like that, and giveaways, you know. And if we're always interested in, if companies, businesses want to donate, whether it's a hat or a T-shirt or a free hamburger, or, you know, it could be anything, and you know, just to help kind of facilitate some of the the giveaways we have.
And in order for an employer to be a part of this in terms of being able to post jobs and things like that, if you don't get to them door to door, that is, how do you do that?
app.joinhandshake.com.
app.joinhandshake.com.
Yes. Okay.
And then go into the top right corner where it says sign up.
Or to make it even easier, they can just email us.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
rscrawford@knox.edu.
Okay.
Or they could call our number and we will send them a specific link and they can go in there and connect with us and then connect on from that.
And we'll include the link that you first gave for the Join Handshake website when we post this interview on WGIL.com shortly. Kendra Hine, thank you so much for coming in, the Assistant Executive Director, and Scott Crawford, the Executive Director at the Center for Career Services at Knox. Thank you, too.
Thank you very much.
Stay tuned. Sports and business news coming up next as Galesburg's Evening News continues on WGIL.